like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Catch us out on the web at linewsradio.com. Continuing our conversation with the students from the Port Jefferson School District. And for this part, we did Super Siblings in the beginning, and this is a broadcasting class at Port Jefferson, and they have that, and they've had it in there for years. So we have some of the broadcast team here to tell us about what they do, how they do it, and we're actually going to turn the tables a little bit. I'm going to be interviewed at the end of the show, so usually I do the interviewing and ask the questions around here, but we're going to reverse that. And they had some prep work because Dr. Casciano, who's the superintendent of schools over there, used to work with me over at William Floyd, so I'll be curious as to what questions I'm going to be asked and see how much information or dirt he tried to dish on me with them. So first, let's talk with one of the teachers for the broadcasting class. Mike, we were talking off the air that, you know, the broadcasting class, it's an actual class that is taught, and it's an elective at the high school, has been around for years, but you guys are doing something a little different this go around.
Yeah, so there's been a great base. The broadcasting class has been going on for years, and Mr. Chalmers has done an awesome job. And this year, what we did a little bit differently is it's a co-taught class. So the class is taught with Mr. Chalmers, who's a tech teacher, and me, and I'm an English teacher. So my job is to sort of have the students access the audience and figure out who's going to be listening to them and how best to engage them and how to tell their stories. And Mr. Chalmers figures out how to do it all. So I basically say, hey, can we do this? And he says, yeah, well, we can do it.
And he puts it together and has a good team of students to do it. So first off, Cole, you are a high school senior over in Port Jefferson.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. And you are one of the on-air talents, as we would call it.
Yeah, I am. I'm one of the anchors. We have a couple anchor teams who read the scripts that we write for the morning show. So I did broadcasting as a freshman as well. So freshman and senior year, I've been anchoring. So it's been a pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about the class, some of the stuff that you guys cover, how it works, you know, when does it air, how can you see it?
Yeah, so
sell it, buddy.
So we do a morning show, which airs every homeroom. There's two broadcasting periods. There's a third period and an eighth period. I'm in the eighth period class, and we kind of go back and forth in a schedule of who films the show. We film it before the homeroom class. And on the show, we cover some announcements. We cover what's going on in the school, maybe during the day, during the week. And then what we'll do is we'll run a segment that we record, you know, when we're not filming the show. We're constantly recording segments, whether it's an interview with a student or with a teacher or an interview about what's going on in the community. We just kind of will air that along with the show. So the show is about like 3 minutes, and it airs every homeroom, and it's fun.
How long does it typically take to put together a 3-minute show?
Well, it depends on the day, of course. It depends what's going on. Sometimes there's some technical difficulties, but usually it's pretty smooth, and we try to get it done, you know, in half of the period, like, you know, 15 minutes, because we got to get all the equipment going up, do a check, check the cameras and everything. But then once we do that, we just kind of run the script a couple times, and we're pretty good to go.
And you've been doing this since you were a freshman?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so 4 years you've been at this. And what would you say is your best memory of being part of this broadcast class?
That's
a tough question, I know.
I don't know. I really like anchoring. I don't know if it's a particular favorite moment.
Enjoying the anchor position?
Just enjoying the anchor position. And I've anchored with a lot of different people, and it's always a different experience.
Right.
And it's just fun. It's just very, the collaboration of the project is really, really great. And I really just like, it's such a different experience because sometimes you work with people that like you never realized they could kind of do this, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, some people like were really shy. I mean, I'm sitting next to my friend Shane here, and and we wanted him to anchor one day, and he was like, he's the big tech guy on the team. And we were like, you got to anchor. And he was like, no, I'm not anchoring. And we got him to anchor, and he was great. And
that builds the self-confidence with the teamwork.
Yeah.
Good.
It's fun.
So in addition to Cole, there's three others. Now, Peyton, you're also an 11th grader. How long have you been involved with the broadcast class?
Well, I just joined this year.
Just joined this year. So what made you want to join this year?
Well, I've always been interested in like video editing and like video production in general. So when I found out that broadcasting was going to be revamped and it was like a real like show this year, I wanted to join really bad.
Okay, and that technical aspect gives you some real life application skills, learning the video editing process and what it takes to put a 3-minute piece together, there's a lot of material that you condense down to that 3 minutes, right?
Yes, there's all the takes to get the like the anchors and stuff, and then you record the interview, and they have to cut that down. It takes a edit it, which takes a long time. Right. It's a very tedious process.
Yeah, it's a lot of work involved for a 3-minute piece, and you know, I know my engineer. It's a lot of work for him to make me sound good. So you guys, I appreciate the tech guys because you always do a great job. And Shane Cole mentioned your name there about, you know, you're normally behind the scenes. What was it like being in the front, being the on air talent? Is
it's definitely scary. You don't know like what's gonna happen next. Like, are you gonna mess up? Is the film crew gonna say like they messed up? It's definitely nerve-wracking being up there and then knowing you're going to be up in front of the whole school tomorrow.
Right. And everybody's going to be analyzing everything that you did. Yep. Now admit it, right? When you were on the other side, you weren't on the camera side. Were you making fun of the kids when they messed up on the camera side?
A little bit.
So you knew what was
especially
coming.
Me.
So, okay. And how long have you been involved with the broadcasting class?
I just joined this year.
Oh, that's right, because you're a freshman, so you just joined. So what piqued your interest to join?
I was told by my guidance counselor that because my original elective got dropped, we didn't have enough kids, so I was told that this was the next best thing. And
how have you enjoyed it so far?
I love it.
Great. And what would you say is the most favorite thing that you've covered so far?
Probably I did an introduction with my drone.
Right.
Where we filmed the school.
Nice.
For an introduction.
All right. And you took care of that whole thing start to finish?
Yep.
And what gave you the idea to do that?
Actually, Cole gave me the idea of the drone, but we always wanted to do a new intro.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because what happened was is we were thinking about making a new intro for the show because the show was going to have, instead of, we used to have in the past, we used to do different intros, but then we decided, let's just do one intro.
Right.
So I'm
kind of branding type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm a musician and a composer. So I wrote this, I had this idea of like a theme song and I was like, oh, I got to use this for something. And then like, you know, we try and find the right footage that would be like to fit the music. And then we were brainstorming for a while. Like, we couldn't find any ideas. And then I think it was Shane who came up with, right? It was you who came up with the drone idea?
Yeah, I mentioned I had a drone.
Great teamwork. Emily, you, I saved the best for last, as they would say, right? See, everybody else in the room just said, what is he talking about, best for last? Emily, you're a ninth grader too, so this is your first go around with the broadcast class. And you're on air talent or production?
Yeah, I'm on air. I usually anchor, but sometimes I'm in the control room. And sometimes we have like a director who kind of just makes sure everyone is where they have to be and just kind of records like how it goes. Like each day, just to make sure it's all going smoothly. So I do that sometimes.
Now, before signing up for the class and then being part of the class, has it met your expectations or has it exceeded it or what?
I've always liked like public speaking. Like when there was like speech opportunities in class and stuff, I always like went for it. And so I'm glad that I get to do it in this class.
So we have 2 minutes left in this segment and we're going to turn the tables and they've been preparing to interview me. So who's going to ask the first question?
I have the first question.
Oh boy, here we go.
So how did your high school broadcasting experience help you later on in life?
Yeah, I went to Sachem High School and they have a radio station there and I used to be the station manager. I was also the sports director and I did that all throughout my high school years. And it was always something I loved. Oh, broadcasting is always, it gets under your skin, so to speak. And so all these years later, I've come back and I'm back on the radio after being on the air in high school. And it was a great experience. And I highly recommend any school district to have some sort of broadcasting experience for their students. And there's several medias now that you could use. So, yeah, it was a great experience. And I'm glad I was part of it.
Yeah. My question is, what advice do you have for our broadcast team and how best to conduct interviews?
Well, interviews, you always try to read your audience, right? And, you know, and look them in the eye when you're talking to them. Ask those open-ended questions. Have a light moment. Make them feel comfortable. You have to have your guests feel really comfortable when you're interviewing. Because when they're comfortable, the guards come down. Because they're nervous, right? They're like, oh my God, I'm gonna be seen by everybody in the school and I don't want to mess up. So I always try to joke around with everybody first and make them feel comfortable. Go ahead, Shane.
What kind of preparation did you do for our interview tonight?
Well, I got material about what you guys were doing, both with the Super Siblings and the broadcast team. And I did check out one of the YouTube channel shows and saw the intro, and it was very well done. So you always have to know your material before you're going to sit behind a microphone, because I always get really scared with not knowing what I'm going to encounter and just trying to wing it. Winging it on the air is never a good thing. Go ahead, last question.
All right, so this is the controversial question. Uh-oh. Okay. So, Dr. Cassiano thinks he's funnier than you, okay?
There's no way that's even
possible.
Care
to comment? What's your comment about that?
Yeah, I'll say one thing. There is no way he's funnier than me. If looks were the only judge, maybe. And I'll close it at that. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. Thanks, Port Jeff, and we'll be back after this.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.